I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. A new museum is about to open in Los Angeles. It'll have its share of Picassos, some modern photography, and a $4,000 inflatable sex doll. It's the Erotic Museum of Hollywood. And that sounds like a job for the Day to Day assignment desk.
I'm Alex Cohen with a sneak preview of the Erotic Museum of Hollywood. All of the art in this museum is sexual in nature, but not necessarily in the ways one might expect. Eric Singley is the curator at this two-story tribute to all things titillating. He points to an illustration by Julian Murphy called Swiss Army Knives.
Although the poses are often highly sexual, there's always this little subtle tenderness.
From a distance, the image looks like two ordinary Swiss Army knives, but on closer inspection, you notice these tools have silvery, sultry curves resembling human limbs. A female-looking one towers over a male one on bended bottle opener knee. It's like camping gear for the S&M crowd. About a year ago, Singley and a group of fellow X.comers came up with the idea for the Erotic Museum. He says they wanted to create a place where sex could be looked at intelligently.
We're all used to seeing a pretty obtuse representation of sex. So if people see the subject elevated a little bit, hopefully that will change their perception.
The Erotic Museum offers arousing nude photos of Marilyn Monroe, but it also provides a more raw side of sex. For instance, there's the work of Russian artist Vadim Greenberg, including two interpretations of a woman's genitalia done with food substances.
The corn silk and walnuts is entitled 100% Organic Ready to Eat, and the bottom one, the sort of oblong cherry Danish with hints of the red cherry filling sort of smeared all around the outside. This one is called The Period.
And of course, what erotic museum would be complete without the bizarre side of sex?
This thing comes to us from San Francisco. It's a machine that two people sit on. There's a seat for each person. They're about 6 feet removed from one another.
Singley sits on one of the seats and begins to pedal on what looks like a reclining bicycle. Gears churn, powering a pink rubber dildo that moves up and down in a pivotally placed opening on the opposite seat.
More?
Singley is quick to add that visitors won't get a chance to check this one out for themselves when the Erotic Museum opens in October, but hopefully this piece, part of the museum's sex and technology exhibit, will raise some questions about what machines can and cannot do in the world of sex.
It is ultimately a natural act. This is a device that so removes so many of those things that there's no physical contact between the two people whatsoever.
This being Los Angeles, home to the nation's largest pornography industry, there will also be exhibits dedicated to porn. Don't expect hourly screenings of Debbie Does Dallas, but do keep an ear out for white courtesy telephones located in the gallery.
This is 1-800-TIE-ME-UP.
And if dial-a porn's a little too déclassé for your taste, you can check out the museum's Hall of Fame, featuring portraits of those who've contributed to the advancement of sex throughout history. There's Sigmund Freud, Ruth Westheimer, and Alfred Kinsley, author of The Kinsley Report. Singley says they recently decided to add Woody Allen to the collection for his frank, albeit neurotic, representation of sex in film. As Allen once said, love is the answer, but while you're waiting for the answer, sex raises some pretty good questions. For Day to Day, I'm Alex Cohen.
And dear listeners, please send your comments, cards, and letters to the assignment desk, and not to Alex Chadwick at Day to Day.